Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
College administrators from around the country are meeting in New Hampshire this week to discuss how to respond to sexual assaults on campus. The meeting comes under the shadow cast by an expanding investigation by the U.S. Education Department into dozens of schools, including several in Massachusetts. From Dartmouth College, WBUR's Fred Tice reports that administrators are looking for guidance to make sure they don't become targets of the feds in the future.
In all, 64 schools are represented at this conference being held at Dartmouth College. Dartmouth's president, Philip Hanlon, says he wanted to host the conference so that his college and others can figure out how to control sexual assault on campus.
And Dartmouth is hosting the summit as a way to gather and mobilize colleges and universities to address together an issue that we all grapple with as individual campuses.
Other university administrators attending the conference say they're feeling the heat from the federal government to do more to address sexual assault on campus. The U.S. Department of Education has informed more than 60 schools it's investigating their sexual assault policies and has threatened to cut off their federal funding. So, college administrators had lots of questions for two federal officials who hold a lot of power over colleges and universities. Catherine Lamon is the Assistant Secretary of Education for Civil Rights. If she finds that a college is not protecting its students from sexual assault, she can withhold that college's federal funding. College administrators were hungry for guidance about how to go about creating what amount to parallel criminal justice systems within their schools in order to comply with federal law. Lamon said they don't have to.
Educational institutions are not criminal justice systems. They are educational institutions. And the role of the college, the university, in investigation and, as you call it, adjudication, is to make sure that all students on campus are safe. That's a fundamental part of educating students.
But the reality is that when a student brings a complaint of sexual assault, the college must investigate that complaint in a way that's fair to both the victim and the assailant. And Arima Bargava took on this quandary as well. She's chief of the Education Opportunities Section of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. She can sue a college if she finds it's not protecting its students from sexual assault.
We're not asking educational institutions to engage in a criminal investigation or criminal proceedings. There are methods for that to happen.
But one person in the audience pointed out that as a sexual assault counselor at one college, she has personally brought many students to the local police to press charges. And in no case has the local district attorney ever pressed charges. So, with the failure of prosecutors to bring charges, many colleges and universities find themselves being the only ones who offer justice to victims of sexual assault. This week, those who run 64 of those colleges and universities hope to begin to learn from each other what works best to prevent sexual assault in the first place and how to deal with the assailants. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.